So we read in the Acts of the Apostles something taking place that the early church did not fully understand was going to happen. There were prophetic words, there were prophetic things obviously fulfilled in Jesus, but to see that the nations, the Gentiles, the others, were beginning to come to faith, and not just following and reading the writings of Moses, which was taking place anywhere the Jewish community was. There were people who were following the prescriptions of the Jewish law in Moses, in Rome, in all of the different Greek cities and such. But what was taking place was that they were filled with power and experiencing the fullness of grace that was being poured out upon the church without the practice of the law, without circumcision, simply coming to faith in Jesus Christ and having this experience of radical transformation. We miss how incredibly important this reality is. We miss how miraculous this enmity, this separation that existed between the nations and the people of Israel, how deep that separation was. And to see it in Jesus Christ being reconciled, coming together, the vision, all of Adam's children being joined together in one act of redemption. It's above and beyond the expectations of the church. They send Barnabas, they're like, we hear about this, let's send one of our own to verify its truth. When Barnabas sees what is going on in Antioch, he rejoiced and was encouraged and encouraged them all. Which is funny because Barnabas means son of encouragement. So he did who he is in their midst. He encouraged them all to remain faithful to the Lord in firmness of heart. He was a good man, filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. A large number of Greeks, of uncircumcised, of the pagans, of the nations, were coming to faith. What limitations do you put on God? What limitations in your life, in your own mind, in your own things of your life do you put upon God? It seems that the expectations of the church had to be widened as God was working and moving in ways that they only saw glimpses of, like in the Psalm 87 today. All you nations, praise the Lord. Egypt, Babylon, among those who know the Lord. Philistia, Tyre, Ethiopia. Zion shall be established. All were born in her, will be the declaration. One and all were born in her. Jerusalem will be a mother for many nations, for them all to know the Lord. And when we say know the Lord, the impact of that is that you truly know him, that you're worshiping him in spirit and truth, that you coming to the fullness of the God of Israel is now Redeemer of all, and all are coming to know. So I ask you again, what limitations do you put on God in your life? I don't know if I said that exact question the first time. Let me say it a different way. What expectations do you have for God in your life? It's the same question, just two different ways. Often our expectations can be the means of limiting his work and his power in our life. Clearly, Jesus makes it known that he has a flock and that that flock hears his voice, and that that flock he desires to give eternal life so that they would never perish. My brothers and sisters, there is a freedom that is found in our faith. How much percentage of your brain do scientists say that we use now? 18%, 27% of your whole brain? It's like, yeah, if you could use it all, man, you know? I kind of have a same feeling that often with our gift of faith in Jesus Christ and coming to redemption, and that we use about 18%. That which is convenient, that which models our day, that which tells us which place to go on Sunday for an hour, all of these things. But it seems that there is so much more. There is so much more in the gift that is Jesus to us. Can I ask you one last question to end this homily? What does Jesus selfishly keep to himself of himself? Answer should be nothing. He is the faithful bridegroom that gives everything to his bride, the church. He gives her everything. And that is for you and for me. And no one can steal it from us, nor steal us from him, because we abide in the protective hand of his Father. Invitation for us to enter in fully into this gift that is ours, to allow God to blow up our expectations, to widen the tent pegs of our minds, to expand our freedom in him, and the joy and the peace that we possess in him. Amen.